Oh, nice.
It works.
Do I need an opening statement? Where's Tom?
Yeah, can you
Tom got coached me up. Yeah.
How do you feel? Obviously, the big question is your shoulder and how's it holding out. I assume that you plan on playing on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the expectation. And honestly, it's a lot better than I expected it to all week. You know, was a little pessimistic about what was going to happen over the weekend. I was very uncomfortable. And I woke up Monday and Tuesday, and I kept feeling better and better. And our training staff has done such a great job of helping me get to feeling better. And so threw it around a lot more than I expected to yesterday. Practiced pretty much the whole practice, and I thought it went well. And each day it's going to keep getting better. So
this is an opportunity too as a leader, because everybody watches the quarterback so closely that, you know, you want to show, hey, I'm going to do everything I can to get back and play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for that, and to show guys, you know, you can play with injury, and you know, everyone has the quarterbacks is the softest position in the room. So you know, it's an opportunity to get out there and show a little toughness.
But are you concerned about taking a hit on that?
I'm not. You know, I don't know how it's going to feel. I mean, obviously, I'm going to get hit at some point. Hopefully not. But you know, we'll see how it ends up feeling. But I'm sure it'll be a little painful, and I don't know. Hopefully the Seahawks don't have a target on it.
You have to change maybe the way you play in terms of maybe not running as much or scrambling. Can you not do that?
I don't think so. I think I need to do a better job of protecting myself when I run, but that's a big part of my game. I'm not going to try to hinder myself from that.
Do you think you'd have to wear any extra special padding or anything along those lines?
I don't think I'm wearing padding. You know, I'm wearing a harness, which, you know, people usually wear when they dislocate the shoulder to help keep it in place, but I'm not going to wear any extra padding or anything.
Do you know if you're going to play?
No, I mean, you know, we're going to make Leslie make that call. I think you know, he wants to see how everything goes throughout the whole week. And you know, but that's the expectation for myself. I feel good enough to get out there and play.
Is the harness something you can wear while you're playing, or is that just a practice thing?
No, we're going to wear it during the game, too.
After the game, Jared said he was teasing you about maybe you shouldn't be diving into the end zone, you shouldn't be doing things that way. But then Leslie said that a lot of the teammates appreciated that you sacrificed the body. What have they been saying to you?
You know, some guys, you know, you should have got out of bounds. Other guys are like, you know, we like to see that. But, you know, for me, especially when you see the goal line right there, and honestly, I didn't even see D'Angelo, you know, hauling over there to get over there. But just saw it, try to make a play. Unfortunately, it worked out this way.
Christian, what kind of direction do you get from the coaches when they're, you know, on running?
They say, you know, they didn't really say anything about this play, honestly, but usually they say, you know, if you can protect yourself, protect yourself. But they haven't said a whole lot to change the way I'm playing.
Christian, with Percy coming back possibly this week there, I mean, there's a lot of conversation about his relationship with you and to the degree that it was. How did you leave things with him? Did you talk to him at all afterwards? Or
no, I haven't talked to him. I'll talk to him on Sunday. But, you know, things I thought were fine between us. And you know, I remember him saying the same thing to the media when he addressed it. So, you know, I don't think there's really much of a story there.
So you're having such a good game and at the way everything's gone, and then you dislocate a shoulder. Do you, like, walk under a ladder, or do you ever say, why is this happening?
Yeah, on the way to the game, there was a black cat that ran in front of me. But, but no, you know, it happens. Injuries happen in football, and unfortunately it happened in the game. And but again, I mean, hopefully it doesn't affect me into this game, and the expectation is that I'm going to play. So, you know, unfortunately I missed that fourth quarter of that game, but hopefully that's it.
One more. What happened to Aaron Rodgers' non-throwing shoulder? You feel a little fortunate that, you know, nothing is broken or you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm fortunate that it is my left shoulder. You know, that's going to help me have the opportunity to play, and, you know, it could have been worse. So,
one more as the quarterback turns question. Four starts in a row for you, which is the most any Viking quarterback has had this season. Do you feel that continuity is finally coming to the Vikings quarterback situation, you know, this season?
It feels that way. I mean, that's what your continuity is what I'm hoping for. Obviously, I want to be the one out there playing and starting. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to keep playing and trying to play as well as I can so I can be out there for the rest of the season.
Christian, look at their secondary and how good they are. What's the key to attacking that group?
We just got to be physical. The biggest thing is they're a very physical group, and obviously they got some big corners and safeties, and we just got to out-physical them and beat man coverage. We're going to see a lot of man coverage on third down and first and second down, and our receivers have to do a great job of getting open.
Obviously a win is huge, but when you see the defense played well and offense played well, you guys really had a team effort. How does that help going forward? I mean, just mentally for this club that needed that.
Yeah, we needed a win, and to get one on the board, you know, builds confidence, makes you feel better, and, you know, to see the defense play so well in the second half and especially the fourth quarter, to hold no points in the fourth quarter was huge. And, you know, we just look to keep building off that. And as offense, there's opportunities for us to keep getting better and better and score more points, and we have to do so, especially against a good team like Seattle.
Have you seen a team that presses as much as the Seahawks do, and what does that do with your timing with your
shooting? No, you know, they're pressing almost every play, and again, I mean, they have the big physical guys to do it and get your hands on receivers and try to disrupt timing. Again, it's going to be on our receivers to do a great job of getting off the line and beating those guys, and I have full confidence that they'll be able to do it.
All right, thanks.